mentioned this vis-à-vis children and school, and I'd asked about what measures have been taken at school so that the child is not subject to discrimination. You do have legislation in place, but the application of the law is something quite different. As to birth registration, thank you also for the information supplied. I would await the table of the various costs that you mentioned. My concern is as follows, however. Are all children born in Eritrea declared? Are they all registered without exception? I would like to know what steps have been taken for children who have not been declared at birth, and how can they obtain their birth registration? And turning to nationality, I haven't heard any responses to that. I know there's a problem there as well. There are children who are declared and some are not. Do they have access to the nationality certificate, the nationality card? That was my question. I believe you also addressed another point. I'll come back to it at some point. I can't quite recall it now.
Botani.
Thank you, Chair. And I also want to share some of the feeling expressed by our colleagues, and which is that